Day Nothing Special podcast. I'm your host, Jesus. And with me today, as always, my boy, Tony.
Tony. Hi.
Tony. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And, of course, Tommy!
What's up?
Anyway, it's going to be another banger episode. Make sure to be buckled in, brother, as you make your way down the 101.
What?
Guys.
Just all the air got sucked out of there.
You know... I want to be relatable to people.
Really wondering how much he's going to stretch his bit.
Yeah, how is he going to keep this up? I don't know.
I'm just saying, I want to like...
It's going away.
No, I'm saying for once in my life...
It's gone.
I don't want to be like, oh my God, we're tuning into this podcast and they're talking about poop and fart. It's like, I want to be relatable.
Did we talk about poop and fart?
No, but
there's nothing more relatable than poop and fart.
I mean, everyone does poop.
Everybody poops and farts.
We end this episode with being like, you can
poop and fart.
What did we say at
the end? You can fart while you poop.
You can suck on these
nuts. But don't poop while you fart.
What did we say at the end?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, for once in my life, I want to be relatable. For once in my life.
Oh, really? You decide right now?
Yes.
Decide that now.
What's not relatable about you?
Yeah, what's not relatable about you?
No, let's really dissect you right
now.
Yeah.
Let me get the knife.
I'm a fucking frog in your biology class.
I never. Wait, did y'all do the dissecting?
Yeah,
I never did it.
Yeah,
I never
did.
Hated it.
I had a pregnant frog, and it had eggs
on
the inside.
That's so.
Whoa, that's sick, dude. Yeah.
No, that's disgusting.
Huh?
The eggs were dead too, right?
Well, I assume so.
Well, no, they have to be they have to be fertilized upon it being. It's an amphibian. They're fertilized when they're laid.
Yeah,
so I guess they're never alive.
They
were never alive. Yeah, there we go.
Just like you opened up the frog and there were the eggs.
Dude, that's gross.
Yeah.
Dude, what kind of frog was it?
What the fuck?
Dude, I never dissected a frog. I never dissected anything.
You think they told us the genus of the fucking frog?
Oh, maybe the
species. It was a twist. It was a toad.
It was a toad. That is the type of frog.
No.
I did have a toad that used to hang out outside my dorm room.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's actually sick.
That's really sick.
It was really cute. And at first I was like, oh! And then... He just kind of like, he wasn't afraid of me.
Oh, sick.
Like, he didn't hop away.
Oh, that's cute.
It was definitely a toad, I think.
Yeah. It turns
out to be a toad.
And he just chilled at, like on my front porch whenever
it
rained. And I'd be like, oh, man.
I wish I had a porch toad.
Yeah.
That's
had a little
so
porch
cool.
toad.
That's so cool.
This is relatable. You were gonna wait a second. This is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I had a Porsche Roadrunner.
You think the people going to work right now, they're like, oh wow, I can't.
You think
thank
people
goodness
listen
they talked about
the
their
to
porch
work?
Toad. Thank goodness.
What if they had a porch toad? What if you had? Okay, if you had a porch toad, please,
you know
write into the right.
You
the
know
show.
What's most relatable is listening to three fucking chuckle fucks. Who started a podcast when they were like, what, 18? How old were we? And we're
seven.
Still doing it for some fucking reason. We have nothing special to offer anyone ever.
But neither
we
do
have
most
no
podcasts.
Insight.
No, most
the only thing
though.
That we have is that we're sometimes funny. Most of the time we're talking about either fast food or like credit card debt. All right? And
it's true.
Credit card debt because
it's
of fast
true.
Food.
And then we don't post for months at a time.
I barely show up.
That's totally true. This is, like, I don't know. Like, what are we really stretching ourselves thin for?
Wait, we wanted to dissect him, not us.
Well,
yeah, I don't know how this happened. I was going to talk about Costco churros. I was going to talk about how relatable that
That's
was.
That's food.
We can't fucking do that now, can we? Because you wanted to talk to people going down fucking Loop 101. Oh, just want you to have a good day. Well, guess what? We're fucking crumbling over here,
hey,
man.
What's your favorite?
We haven't gotten a review since 2017.
have we been doing this since 2017?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have we ever gotten a review?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we have?
Yes.
Yeah. No way.
We have like five.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for your reviews.
They're not listening anymore.
Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe.
7 years ago.
Dude,
really?
The pandemic happened, brother. You think they had done
what?
Wrong? Dude.
Excuse me, hold up.
Dude.
Wait, when?
It's too late for us.
You really thought this was going to be a normal episode? This is Everyday Nothing Special Podcast has a mental breakdown.
Wait, hold up.
That's what this episode is.
What year is it?
It's 2024.
No way. Where have I been?
We're not 19 anymore.
Wait, we're not?
No.
Holy crap.
I'm like 28.
Wait, stop. I can legally drink now?
You'd be always
good. Oh, my
God.
Dude,
I'm 28.
Wait, I can vote, too.
He's fucking married, dude. Did and I keep bringing it up. When? And he's like, pretends wait. Like he isn't.
When did you get
dude,
married?
It's no big deal. It's whatever.
When did he get married?
2019, I think. Oh,
congratulations.
Hey, dude, thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Gotcha. You got married in March.
Oh, that's so cute.
Damn.
That's so cute.
You're so nice.
Dude, was I there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was I getting married, too?
I gave a really bad best man speech.
No, you gave a really good one.
Was
you
like,
gave a good one.
Where I was
gave,
like,
they're great.
I
they're
sleep,
fantastic
I
people.
Was like, I sleep on the couch.
Yeah, you did. You did. That was funny. I like that one. That was a good one. Man. You married?
Tell me.
I just want to know what I missed.
Next topic.
I've been in a coma for 7 years.
Tell my dad tell you I got my wisdom teeth out.
You got your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah.
Did you do that video thing where they like, you know, oh my
David,
God.
Did
I...
you do your David after dentist?
Oh, did you?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't funny.
Why wasn't it funny?
I wasn't put under.
Did you get all four of them at the same time?
No, so they only took three out because they think the fourth one could be used as a normal molar.
Ooh.
They're like,
bonus.
Hey. Yeah, they were like, hey, we only need to do three. But, dude, I had... So I knew it was going to suck, but the lady, because like they start off with the easy one first. Uh-huh. They're like, hey, yo, yank, easy, done. You're like, wow, that's so fun.
Oh, no.
You know, I didn't feel shit.
Oh, no.
And then she hit me with a, hey, this one's just, you're going to feel a little pressure. You're going to feel a little pressure.
Oh, I love
Ooh,
the pressure.
They always say that.
Yeah,
they always
I love
say a little
They're
going to
be like, oh, you're going to feel a little pressure. And I was like, yeah, no big deal. I've gotten teeth out. You know, I've gotten some molars out. I know what the pressure feels like. You know, I'm good under pressure, brother. You know? And then they start and you're like, oh,
no.
You're like, oh, they're like, you know, so I'm like, you know, I'm immediately tapping out. they put some more in me and I knew something was wrong because like they put some more in me. And they went again. I'm like, ah, you know, and then she's like, you felt that?
Oh, like, my God.
And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, I guess we'll just put some more anesthesia on you. And we just, well, wait.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay, cool. So put some more anesthesia on me. And she's like, and now she's having like a quiet side conversation.
No.
And I can hear a little bit. She's
no.
like, she's like, it's a little bit more binded than I thought.
Oh,
and like,
no.
And I'm like. And my ears are ringing, so I'm like, I'm just like already dazed,
yeah.
And I'm just like whatever. And so,
fully
but,
disassociated.
Yeah.
Imagine the drool.
Yeah,
and then
so she comes back and she's like, she pokes a little bit. She's like, you feel any of that? I'm like, I don't feel anything. She's like, good, you're good to go. And she goes again. I'm like, dude,
no.
I am like, this is like the first time in my life where I've like. You know, like you see, like in movies, just torture scenes. Like
yeah.
I must have looked like that, because
yeah.
I was legit like ah. You know, like I
well,
was the person scaring the people in the waiting room.
You're finally
well,
that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a saying. It's like pulling teeth. So there you go.
Yeah. Dude, but it's like so then she stops again and she's like, she stops again. And she massages my temples. She's
oh.
like, hey, you're okay. You're okay. She's like, hey, you're almost done. And she's like, hey, just hear me out just a little longer. Okay. She's like, we're going to numb you up again. Just a little bit more. And then you're done. And then she's like, I'm so sorry. I misunderestimated. Your tooth is really binded to your jaw. And she's like, I'm sorry. There's like no other way around it, but you'll be get through it fast. And it was not fast. It was not fast.
Oh, my God.
Because like, the first tooth, done maybe 2 minutes. We spent like 45 minutes.
No.
Dude, it was so excruciatingly painful.
Oh,
and it
man.
Was just because they underestimated, like, just, like, they looked at the x-ray and she must have just been like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Because she just told me, like, afterwards that she's like, I'm sorry. It's usually never like that. And I'm
she was like we should have put you under.
Yeah, she's. I'm like, of fucking course. Of course. Like, I was just like, I don't. Why? Why? Like, why can't it just be smooth? Why can't I just be the person who has the regular fucking experience? Why do I always got to be an exception, man? You know what I'm saying? I feel like I always go in there like, we've never seen this. We've never seen anything like this.
I can't breathe. Oh, man.
I can't fucking breathe.
But afterwards, like...
you're like part of a scientific study.
Yeah.
You're like... We've only had one guy in 200 years of doing this.
Hey, Mr. Arvizo, I'm so sorry, but... We actually had to call the president.
Yeah, that was true. Dude, I swear.
All of a sudden, Biden's right there looking at you too. And you're like, what?
Dude, I swear, in my autopsy, they're going to, like, open me up. And it's going to be like, they're going to find, like, the shit that, like, they put on pigeons so they can track them for their life. It's like, I've just been tracked my whole life. Holy
you're shit. Just a, you're just an experiment that escaped. They're gonna see a barcode on your spleen and go, wait a minute.
Is it fucked up that Tommy said that? My first thought was like, oh fuck yeah, my best friend's a science experiment.
Yeah.
Like, oh hell that's yeah. Good, that's I get good. To have an adventure.
Hell yeah, sick. Hell yeah. It's a little victory, you know?
It is nice. It's nice to know that like you knew someone that had a bigger purpose.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Not that it was me.
He was the chosen one.
Yeah.
Because now I can genuinely, like, if you did something, I could write a story about that. Like, my life with Tony.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like the only thing better than being Neo is being Neo's buddy.
Yeah.
It's being like. Listen, man, what you're going through is so hard, but guess what? I got your back.
Yeah.
And then, because when Neo goes to save the world, he's going to be like, I couldn't have done it without Tony.
Oh, man.
And he points to me, and I do the chest bump
thing.
Oh,
my God, that's so cute.
It's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
The book tour you go on is insane. You make millions. You
I love that's
up.
The height of fantasy is going on a book tour.
A book tour.
Getting like three people to sign.
Yeah. Why he should have chose the red pill. I mean, the blue pill, but didn't.
Oh, my God.
What a book, man.
So what about the third one?
Easy cake. Done.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're like the first one, boop, and the second one, ah!
Yeah.
The third one, boop.
Yep.
Well, which ones were they?
It was top two were
oh,
easiest
God.
Cake.
Really?
Yeah, bottom
I would go
one
the other way.
No, she said
really?
The top two ones were like, boom. She's like, because usually the bottom tooth is the one that's like, can be binded to your jaw.
Oh, damn.
And that's what ended up happening to me.
Yeah, I had that problem with the thing not being enough on one of the bottom teeth when I was like really young. And then like I just decided like, let's just get this show going. I'm just going to go through it.
Right. You're just like.
And like the pain was a lot. But, you know, I was just like fuck it. It's only for 5 minutes.
Right. So it's like, just do what you need to.
Yeah.
I will endure.
Exactly. That's like me at like 10 or something.
Yeah. Like it's funny. Like I hit that mindset. Like I was just like, because like she was like, it's just okay. Just a little longer. And I was just like, sure. Like I'll endure this pain for a little more. And then, and so it's like, she starts, I'm like, I'm enduring this. I'm like, I'm enduring this. And it just keeps fucking going. And then my ears are like, dee, you know? Right? And it's just,
your ears are like, this is too much.
Yeah. And I'm just like, no, this is way too much. And when it came out, I went like, oh, like I came, dude. It was on par with like,
you
like
that,
it was the most painful thing to one of the most relieving things in my life. It was crazy. But it was not fun. I did not have a fun video.
I tried
to record myself afterwards, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so in pain. I'm like, this hurts. And I'm like waiting for Sarah outside. And I'm just like, oh, it hurts.
So can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I still haven't got my wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah, me neither.
You either?
Yeah, I got that Neanderthal jaw thingy, dude. They're all lined up. They're perfect.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a way to say it.
Yeah, it's funny because the specialist there, she was like, "You're getting a reason to be that?" I'm like, "Yep." And she's like, "Why?" And I'm like, I don't know. The dentist has just said. No, she was like, "Oh," she said, "Oh, oh, okay, cool." And I was like, I just wanted to ask so bad. I'm like, should I not get them out? I'm like, wait, what's giving you so much pause? Because mine did come in all straight. And so, like, they were just chilling there, like, fine. But
mine did not come in straight.
No, yours a little crooked?
Yeah, mine's pushing up against my teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And even if they come in straight, they tell you to get them out just in case you do get those complications later. Because it can happen. And I think some of them can also, like, grow in, and they can, like, due to the maintenance, because they're so far back, they can just die off and stuff like that. So.
Okay. I never got mine removed because, all right, this is going to sound sad again.
Oh, no.
But I live alone. You know what I mean? I live by myself. I don't got roommates. I don't got a, you know, partner or family living with me. So, like, I was always afraid of, okay, I get my wisdom teeth removed, and then I'm just like, I don't know, what if I need something?
Right. No, yeah. You then, do. Dude, yeah. You do.
Right? It's scary. Scarier than getting them removed is the aftermath of being like, I'm so alone. And I need, oh.
You're just in pain alone.
Just in pain by myself.
Just sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
I will say that I had a super painful extraction. My recovery, like, once the initial pain went away, was so smooth. I was concerned that it was, like, so smooth. Like, after the first day, I woke up, I was like, no pain.
And really?
I was like, yeah. Mm. And I mean, I think it was because I was so good about taking my meds that just, like, just the meds enough just were, like, enough to just be like, I don't feel anything.
What did you have to eat for, like, because, like, you have to eat certain foods, right?
For the first, all I ate was, for the first, like, 5 days, it was just, like, mashed potato, mac and cheese, soup, like, cold soup, just anything that I could swallow. And honestly, just, like, you just don't kind of want to eat anything. Like, your appetite does go away. Like, I just didn't. Like, I would just eat kind of dinner, and then that was kind of it. Like, I would eat eggs in the morning. I don't know. Sarah made some smoothies that just held me off till dinner.
I would probably just do smoothies.
Yeah, it was. It's funny. Like, the food part was not the hard part at all. Like, the food part was just like, yeah, just give me a smoothie. That's it. Yeah. Good. The hardest part was honestly, like, the only pain I did feel was, like, when the meds would wear off at night. I just would wake up at, like, 4 in the morning, and I'm, like, with a really big headache, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I get that anyway. I could deal with that.
Yeah, it's funny. The recovery, 9 times out of 10, like, it was easy. Easiest thing. And if I didn't have any complications, those first two that came out, it was nothing. And even the second one, that painful one,
you do get unlucky, man.
Yeah, like, she was just like, I'm so sorry. She was like, I'm sorry, you ran into a complication. This doesn't happen. I'm usually done 5 minutes in. And she was just like, I'm sorry. Oh, man. So.
I feel so bad for you.
It's all good. They're out. I'm chilling. I'm vibing. I got I got 3 teeth out. I got big holes in them. I'm feeling good.
That's great.
This is so relatable. I just thought. Yeah, no, all of this. It's so relatable.
I know, right? People get their wisdom teeth out.
He's good at this.
People get their wisdom
teeth out. Do you want a relatable story? I got a relatable.
You got a relatable story?
Yeah. You want to feel bad about me now?
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad about him.
Whoa, wait. You know. Well, it depends. How much time we got left? This might take up the whole rest of that.
We got 50 minutes.
Go for it.
50?
15.
Oh.
Wrap it up.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. All right. Maybe there isn't enough time for this. But did I ever tell you guys what happened last year around Christmas? Where I'm going to change the names of people's names. Just because this is incriminating. You're not in the story.
Oh, thank God.
Because, you know, just on the off chance that somebody hears this.
Right.
But I got to, I got invited to my crush's birthday party, right? Did I tell the story? I didn't, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Go for it.
It was around Christmas time, so it was like Christmas sweater themed. Oh. I had my One Piece Christmas sweater. I was so excited.
Oh, sweet. Dude, that's sick.
She likes One Piece too.
Oh, that's sick.
I was so excited. So I got there. It's a little awkward, you know, where it's like she's very popular. All of her friends are there. Oh, is this story boring?
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
No. You just started. Yeah, you just started the story.
I'm picturing it all in my mind. Okay, you're going for it. I'm like, all right. You just started.
It's going on.
You made me feel so insecure.
How?
I think you've done that to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I like looked down to look at
he
the,
looked down at the monitor.
I think it's all I hear is just
my boring you. Yeah, he's watching YouTube right now.
It felt like you were avoiding eye contact, and you were trying to look at Tommy like this fucking guy.
Can you believe this fucking story?
I was looking at Jesus doing.
Can't
that.
Believe That's he's doing this doing. Shit again.
Hey, right, continue.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes the insecurities just bubble up, guys.
Yes, we know.
I can't finish.
I'm hilarious. So I'm invited to her birthday party. It's a bunch of her friends. I thought I would know more people there, but I don't. So I'm just trying my best to like keep afloat, you know? But eventually start loosening up, talking to people. She comes over and talks to me. It's very exciting. And she has like a group of friends that I've never seen before. I haven't met them. And I was like, okay, it's whatever. And then there's this guy from my gym. We're going to call him Jake. Okay. Jake's a little awkward. He doesn't always pick up on social cues, but he's like a nice guy.
Am I Jake?
No.
Okay.
Jake's a nice guy. Right. But the thing is, like, obviously I have a crush on this woman, and I just want to hang out with her. She's the nights people are packing up and going, and she's like to everybody, like, hey, we're going back to my place and we're going to cut this cake. Do you guys want to come? And most of the boxing people are like, no, like it's late. We're going to go, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she comes up to me. She's like, hey, no pressure, but, you know, like, we're going to cut the cake at my place if you want to come hang out. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I would love to hang out. And then she was like, okay. But just so you know, it's like a 20-minute walk. And I was like, oh, 20-minute walk?
Babe, I would walk this entire country for
you. I was like, this is it. That's all I need. I just need 20 minutes. I can make anyone fall in love with me in 20 minutes. And so she's like, oh, all right. Well, you know, her friends already left. She's like, let's start walking. Before I was even able to get to the end of the block, guess who's behind us? But fucking Jake.
He couldn't come, though.
Jake's walking up behind us, and he's like,
oh, no.
He's like, hey, guys. And you know, my crush all sweet and stuff is like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, no. I was like, no, why? Why? Please. And Jake's all like, oh, I wasn't sure where to go. What was it? What are you guys going to do? And my crush was like, hey, we're going to go back to my place to cut a cake. And I was like, yeah, it's like, it's pretty far.
Yeah, it's like an hour walk.
It's like a 20-minute walk.
It's like far. Really far.
And then she's like, oh, it's not that far. And I'm like, no, it's pretty far. It's pretty far. It's like a 20-minute walk. It's pretty far. And he was like, oh, I don't know what I should do. And I'm like, I mean, dude, if, you know, like, no, you don't have to walk with us, you know, like, wait, you know, like, you should probably just go home. I just go home, Jake.
Oh, no.
And then Jake's like, well, actually, my car is right here. I could drive you to your place. And I was like, God.
Oh, no.
Fucking damn it. No way.
Oh. You're
pulling this away from me. And she's like, I could just walk home, and I'm like, yes. I'm like doubling back. I'm like, yeah, it's not that far.
I'm imagining this is a conversation between her and him, and you're just there in the background going, there. Yeah, you don't need to do the car thing.
No, it's fine.
The exercise is good.
So we're in Jake's car.
Oh, no.
And Jake, we're in this fucking shitty jalopy. There's like Sprite cans and Dorito bags on the floor. And Jake's going on about like his business and like what he's trying to do with his life. And I'm like, bro, I cannot believe this happened to me. You know what I mean? I'm livid. So, and Jake's like, oh, I'm having a hard time finding parking. And I was like, oh, we could probably just drop her off, right? We could probably just drop her off and, like, you could look for parking. So, really, just trying any angle.
Right.
Any angle to get, like,
any minute you can
the
get.
The briefest time alone. We end up walking to her place with Jake. And I'm like, all right, it's whatever. We get to her place. And it's that group of friends that I mentioned earlier. Don't know them. And they're all like, they're eating Sonic or whatever. They're having a good time just on their own. It's late into the night already. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to squeeze my way into this like friend group right now. They're totally averse to talking to a new person. And then I turn and I see fucking Jake. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do this with Jake here. Jake is ruining the vibe. And I got so insecure because my crush started dancing with like one of her handsome fucking friends, like to salsa music, and I was like,
"Was
oh
it
my
me?
God.
Right?
Wasn't you?
Okay, because I got
all right.
It sounds familiar.
I had it better. Like, I don't know, man.
So they're dancing, and I'm like, I know what to do. I know how to shake this insecurity off. I was like, Jake, come on, let's. Yeah, I was like, let's dance. You know, I was like, nothing. You make a joke, you make light of it, right? Like that's what I always do. You know, just. It's like, me and Jake will dance. It'll be fun. We'll get people to loosen up. Maybe more people will start dancing. And fucking Jake is like, no, listen. You got to listen to the beat. See, you're one, two, three. And I'm like, Jake, that's not the vibes right now. I'm not asking you to teach me how to tango. And then I'm like, dude, this is a fucking nightmare. And then, so they start singing Happy Birthday to her. Right?
Okay.
And I'm in the back.
Oh no.
And they're like have camera phones up and she's like by the cake. They're like happy birthday. And I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't be here.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh no. I'm not supposed to be here. I don't know any of these people. I'm in this woman's apartment. Like what? I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And then I turn and I see Jake and I was like, oh my God, am I you? And so I was like, I gotta go.
Dude,
I was like, I gotta
so
go.
So many times where I've asked myself,
"You've asked,
am I Jake?
Am I Jake?
Am I dad? Am I supposed to be here?"
Oh no! So I go to my crush, and I'm like, first I go to Jake, and I'm like, I will feel so bad if I leave and Jake is here, right? And I like basically left her with Jake. So I was like, "Hey Jake, how you feeling, man?" I was thinking of taking off, and he was like, "Oh yeah, like, do you want me to drive you back?" And I was like, yeah, man, actually, that would be awesome if you could drive me back. That would be amazing. And he was like, okay, yeah, like, we could do that. And I was like, cool. So I go to my crush to say my goodbyes. And I was like, hey, you know, thanks for inviting me over. She was like, yeah, now you know where I live. Maybe we can hang out sometime. And I was like, yeah, that would be awesome, right? That would be amazing. And I turned to Jake, and I'm like, all right, Jake, right, let's go. And then he was like, oh, right now?
I have already said my goodbyes. Dude, yes.
Just like frozen. Just frozen in the middle of this apartment. Like, you know what, man, it's cool. And then she was like, are you sure you're taking off? And I was like, I can walk home, it's alright.
Oh,
and so I end up doing the 20 minute walk that I was going to do with her.
No.
By myself.
No.
I sprinted home. Just trying to run away from all the shame. I sprinted.
You can never outrun it.
I could never outrun
it's
it.
It's on you.
That's the story.
That's so, like, don't take this the wrong way, but that's actually really funny. Here you are. You finally get a chance, right, to be alone, and here's this dude, and then it made you, everything put you into a situation where you felt like you didn't belong, where you're like, I shouldn't be here. So then you ask the reason why you feel that way for a ride home.
And there's the answer. There's the answer right there.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. It's so bad.
It's so bad. But it's also like I told this story to one of my girlfriends and she was like, you know, this happens to you a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And I was like, what? And she was like, I don't know. Those kind of guys just like glom onto you. The look of insecurity that just came over.
Well, it's just like, well, if it's not Jesus, then. Me.
I
is it Jesus?
You, is it I me? Don't. I don't think you guys have ever like, you know, almost not quite, but almost maliciously.
Have I done that? No, we've done that to Jesus.
We've done that
Jesus. For like a few minutes.
Yeah.
So it's us two.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I guess yeah. It's us that did it to him. I did interrupt their like him and his wife's like first date or whatever.
Yeah. Was that the one at Little Caesars?
Yeah. That was
yeah. I remember Little Caesars. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
You're like, I'm glad whoa! It turned out good.
Yeah. What's going on over here? You're like, Sarah, so, Zeus, what's going on?
It was so obnoxious because I didn't connect the dots. I was like, oh my God, I wish I could have pizza.
I was like man, I'm hungry.
Yeah, like.
Anybody hungry bears like, over there?
You just take one of their pizzas and go, oh yeah.
Oh my God. Anyway. Really glad I could share that with you guys.
That's I'm sorry, but again, that's really funny.
You know?
You gotta be like more straightforward.
You live and you learn, and sometimes
you live in regret.
Sometimes you sprint home away from the shame.
I don't understand how being straightforward would have helped in that
just
way.
Just say like, no, we can walk. Just like be really.
I did.
We'll walk.
I think
we need the exercise. We're gonna have cake.
Genuinely, at that. That's a good one.
Yeah, you gotta think on your toes. But
I think at that point you just, dude, you gotta make Jake work for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At that point,
I don't know.
I didn't know how to make that happen.
I don't know. He was make Jake work. I don't know. This is a person that didn't take the cues that you wanted to go home.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You use that to your advantage. Just like you try to disregard him, and you try to continue forward.
That's hard.
It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. But I think.
Have you thought about flowers?
I think the more you think about Jake. The more he takes up more of your time.
I think that's true. Yeah. I think that was part of my problem is I tried to make Jake part of the solution and he ended up causing more issues.
There you go.
I think the sad part is that I got a second chance and I blew it. But in any case, that's a story for another time.
I think she's completely oblivious, just so you know.
It's all right. It doesn't matter anymore. Anyway, what are we flipping and catching?
Flipping and catching.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
What are we flipping?
Gang, it's been a real one.
It's been a real one. I guess so.
You look devastated, Tommy.
I'm just thinking, you do. It's like you just found out like Santa's not real or something.
What? No.
No, I didn't mean that.
No.
I didn't mean that.
He's real.
He didn't mean it.
He's real.
He is. I was just using it as an example.
This one time when I was a kid, I wanted coal. And my parents got me coal.
J. Cole?
No. Coal, like burnt, like charcoal.
Tell me a shrimp fried this rice.
Why you want coal, dude?
J. Cole? Because nobody wanted it for Christmas. And I wanted to know.
Jermaine Cole?
Yeah. I want to know what the big deal was about. And I found out what the big deal was. I was like, it's not that bad.
Did you get coal?
Yeah, I got coal.
Hey, Tommy, take a sip.
Hey, if you want coal too, share this with your friends. Family, with your crush, make sure you don't let Jake do anything with your crush. And catch you on the flip. What's your Instagram?
Catch you on the flip.
Catch you on the
Sweet Tea with two E's and two. Wait, sorry. Sweet Tea, the sweet with two threes. And T.
I'm confused.
Okay, no. Shut up. It's a sweet. It's sweet.
It's tea. Sweet Tea with two threes and three E's. So sweet.
It's sweet spelled. No, hold on.
Okay, what the
S-T three. Wait, no.
Okay, wait. Follow me.
Okay.
Sweet underscore T with two threes and three E's. So sweet.
With the threes.
With threes.
T has T the E's.
With three E's.
Ah. Bro, that makes sense.
No.
It's S, was it? Spell it.
S. You don't know how to spell sweet, Tommy.
It's leet speak. I don't know this stuff.
SW33T. underscore.
You got numbers in your name.
T-E-E-E-E. It's Sweet Tea with two threes and three E's.
Wait, hold up. So Sweet Tea, are there three T's it's in every sweet, one?
It's no, two threes. It's not that complicated.
Wait, hold on. Two threes.
Two
so
threes.
It's two threes. So it's, no.
Two threes. They're duplicate threes. Wait, double hold up. Three.
Four threes.
No, I'm not saying.
Four, five.
You're confusing them.
Hold on.
Sweet
okay, stop
Tea
in the beginning.
With a double three.
W.
And three E's.
Three. What? Three
S. I'm spelling it. Are you ready, everybody? S.
W.
Three.
Three.
T.
Wait.
What does that spell?
There's only two.
Sweet with two threes.
No, there are two? I thought there's three T's.
What?
He says there's three E's.
Oh, there's three E's.
Underscore T.
What about the three? I thought there's two threes. Wait, hold up.
There is two threes.
What? You said three T's.
Catch you on the flip, everybody.